When Grammy Award-winning musician Marcy Marxer learned she had breast cancer, of course she got sad, probably moments of mad, but then she got funny.
I'm talking about my breasts, which I don't actually do generally in public. But I find when I talk about my breasts, other people think it's funny.
So Marxer and her wife, fellow Grammy winner Kathy Fink, turned Marxer's diagnosis into a musical comedy film.
I don't need pharmaceuticals or beautiful old musicals. I feel a little tipsy all the time.
All Wigged Out follows Marxer's cancer diagnosis, treatment, and recovery, a process that took 7 years. It began when Marxer took a call from her doctor while her music students strummed the song, You Are My Sunshine.
I'd had a biopsy. I was teaching the ukulele, and my doctor explained that the results were positive. And I said, positive? Positive in a negative way? Because, you know, it means something very different to a regular human than it does to a doctor.
Yeah, positive should be good.
So right away, some things about the whole medical process didn't make much sense to me.
Yeah.
They seemed a little backwards and a little bit funny and a little worth poking fun at.
So, Marcy, and I'll bring you in here too, Kathy. I mean, you get this diagnosis. I don't know what that's like to hear news like that, but I don't know that I'd be like, you know, I think this is a musical.
No, it didn't hit me quite that way in the beginning.
That took a while.
Yeah.
The first thing that you do is you kind of dig into what is it that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And you're sort of in crisis mode.
Yeah.
And then we started needing to process. And that's when the seeds of All Wigged Out came.
Part of that processing was the realization that valuable information often comes from unexpected sources, like the wig shop they visited after her doctor told Marxer she might lose her hair.
Amy's of Denmark, it's every girl's dream.
Amy of Denmark was the wig shop in Wheaton, Maryland. And when we walked in, this woman, Sandy, said, what's your diagnosis? What's your cocktail? Who's your doctor? This was all stuff she was familiar with. And
wow.
Once we gave Sandy all the information, she looked at Marcy. She said, when's your first chemo? And Marcy said, it was 2 days ago. And Sandy just looked at her and said, honey, we got to make a plan. You're going to be bald in 10 days.
Wow.
My first instinct when I found out I was for sure going to be bald, I bought some watercolor markers.
Why?
To draw on my head.
What?
For decoration, since I wasn't going to have hair. I thought maybe I'd have the neighborhood kids help me get dressed up for parties.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. One of the songs, speaking of information that came from a different source than the doctor, is a song about unsolicited advice.
Someone came up to me right after I had the biopsy. I didn't know anything. And he said, so what are your chances? And it scared the heck out of me. I just couldn't believe somebody would say that. You know, I was like, geez, I hope nobody asks me that again.
Yeah, that's very direct.
What I really find is if your house gets hit by lightning, people know what to say to you. It's like, oh, can I help? Do you need a place to stay? Do you need a blanket? Do you need some food? But if you have cancer, people who haven't experienced it or haven't had a loved one experience cancer really don't know what to say to you. And still, they keep talking.
I don't know what to say, so I'm going to say a lot of inappropriate things.
But don't go answering questions that no one's ever asked, unsolicited advice.
A lot of the material for All Wigged Out came from cartoons, memes, and musings that Marxer posted on social media.
I was supposed to keep a journal of my symptoms so I could report to the doctor. And the things I wrote down in that journal were really things like positive in a negative way. From day one, those were the kinds of things I wrote down.
Oh, so a lot of these like really sort of funny takes are from things in the moment that you said, that you observed, that you felt, that you wrote down.
Everything. So I ended up being kind of a chemo coach for a bunch of people and connecting with other people who help patients get through.
So this film is the story, Marcy, of your journey with cancer, but it's also the story of your relationship, the two of you. You've been musical partners for 40 years. You're married. At one point in your treatment, Marcy, you apologized to Kathy.
I'm so sorry.
What for?
I screwed up our lives. I don't know when or if I'll ever play music again. Do you want to go do some shows without me?
Definitely not. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to watch movies together. I'm going to watch you sleep.
Oh.
I'm going to go to every chemo. I'm going to go to every doctor's appointment. And we're going to get through this one day at a time.
Now, your roles are a bit reversed right now. I understand, Kathy, you recently found out you have breast cancer.
I did. We are living in a little chapter that we're calling The Irony and the Ecstasy. So I'm working with our team that's promoting the film All Wigged Out, partially from my chemo chair.
Wow.
And I do have a diagnosis that is not unsimilar to Marcy's, and it has a terrific prognosis. You know, our roles are reversed, and I'll tell you, Marcy knows what to do.
Hmm.
One thing we know is patients try to live their life to the best of their abilities, and doctors are trying to save your life, and those are two very different things.
Yeah.
So we'll use humor where appropriate, where we can, but we do understand that we're in walking two lines. One is the process of making sure that Kathy's going to be fine and live a long and happy life, and the other is living our lives while we go through this.
Yeah. Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser, I don't know that I've ever used the word joy to describe a conversation about cancer, but this was really a joy. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You complete my sentence. You finish my meal. You steal my ice cream.
All Wigged Out is streaming online and available on DVD.